All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobo in studio with Darren Franta tonight. As we said earlier, Frank is out of town, but we're visiting, speaking of who's, former Wahoo basketball player and coach Dan Bonner, and now broadcaster, does a sensational job for CBS, TNT, TBS, and True TV. I mean, you got to mention them all anymore, you know?
Where the tournament is.
At any rate, Dan, thanks for hanging with us through the break. You know, Paul Woody's a writer here in Richmond, a sports writer. He talked a little bit about the... Pardon me?
And a very good one.
Yeah, and he talked a little bit in an article over the weekend about some experiments they're doing in the NIT, and I just thought I would get your opinion on some of these changes. Change number one, changing the foul disqualification from 5 to 6. What's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, Jim, if they were able to get it up to 10, particularly when I played, then I would have led the country in triple doubles with personal fouls, turnovers, and had shots blocked. But I couldn't do that because we only had 5 fouls. I am absolutely opposed to increasing the number of fouls. I just think that's ridiculous.
Okay.
So that's my answer.
So you're down on that. We're not going to even put you down as a maybe
effort
on that.
That's a no. Longer.
All right. The other thing, and to be honest, I'm not sure how I feel about this, but the idea of 4 10-minute quarters versus 2 halves, what are the pros and cons of that?
Well, there are no pros to it at all. I think that the game of college basketball with its 20-minute half is a unique thing in the world of sports. And I don't see any reason why we need to change that just because the coaches are unhappy that their players every once in a while have to go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-and-1. And that's the bottom line on this. So I'm you can count me as 100% opposed to that too.
All right, we got 2 no's. All right, this is the third question. the use of timeouts to advance the ball, like the NBA does.
Well, you know, why can't we use the whole court? I think what I would be in favor of is once you get the ball across half court, that you can't throw it in the backcourt. That we have, you know, lots of times Miami, for example, they have the ball out of bounds underneath the basket, and they don't run a standard inbounds play. They throw the ball all the way down to the other end of the court. You know, you call a timeout and you have the ball just on your side of half court, and you're allowed to throw it into the backcourt without penalty. So I don't think we need to advance it on a timeout like the NBA does, but what I would be in favor of is once you get the ball across half court, if for whatever reason the ball goes out of bounds and you have to throw it back inbounds, you're not allowed to throw it in the back court. You've got to keep it in the front court.
Now, you're my rule guy. Have they changed the rule now that relative to 10 seconds getting it across half court, if the ball gets knocked out, do you get a fresh 10 now, or do you have to get it across in the abbreviated time frame?
Well, the change that was made a couple of years ago, Jim, is if you're bringing the ball up the court and I'm playing defense and I, the defense, knocks the ball out of bounds, and so it's still your ball but the ball's gone out of bounds, then the 10-second clock does not reset. Now, if you call a timeout, if you know you see that the 10 seconds is going to expire and you call a timeout, then the 10-second clock does reset. The theory is that if you want to spend a timeout, you can buy a new 10 seconds with the timeout. But if it's just the defense keeping you from getting the ball across half court and they knock it out of the defense, knocks it out of bounds, the offense keeps the ball, but the defense has knocked it away, then you do not get another 10 seconds. If you've got 3 seconds left, that's how many seconds you have to get it across half court. But you can call a timeout to buy yourself a new 10 seconds.
All right. Well, I was in politics long enough to get a sense that you're not really in favor of these rule changes. Is there any rule change that you would like to see?
Yeah, the rule change that I would like to see, and I know I'm going to sound like get off my lawn kind of cranky old guy, but I would like to see us get rid of video replay review. I don't think that it accomplishes anything. You can review some things and not other things. And every 5 seconds, you're turning around saying, well, why can't we review that? And so pretty soon, you're going to be reviewing everything. And I would like to see us go back to the way it was. Let's go ahead. The referees are going to make mistakes. That's all part of the game. Let's just get this video review out of the game. But, of course, that'll never happen.
Well, you know, the assumption in the old days was that it would balance out, you know. And you're right. The review just seems to be coming more and more frequent. It's bad in basketball. It's really bad in football. It seems like they you know, that's probably why we have 6-hour football games now, you know, because they're reviewing plays all the time. You know, before I let you go, coaching change in the ACC. North Carolina State hired Kevin Keats. Is that a good move for the Wolfpack?
It's probably a good move for the Wolfpack. I'm not so sure it's a good move for Kevin Keats. I mean, they had Herb Sendek there, and all he did was take him to the NCAA tournament every year, and that wasn't enough, so they fired him. And then they brought in, after the failed experiment of Sidney Lowe, they brought in Mark Gottfried, and all he did was take him to 4 NCAA tournaments, including 2 Sweet 16s in 6 years, and they fired him. And I'm telling you, if 4 NCAA tournaments and 2 Sweet 16s in 6 years is not good enough, I don't know what Mr. Keats thinks he's going to be able to accomplish down there. I wish him the best of luck. But he has put his head in the lion's mouth, and that is a very hungry lion down there.
So the key there is to make sure your agent gets a long-term deal with a big fat number so that if they do get rid of you, they're at least going to have to pay you for a while.
Well, that's what I would say, and I've always been looking for that kind of gig, Jim, but I've never been able to find it.
You know, you mentioned NC State. I always talk about, you know, the ACC now is 15 teams, but for State, Carolina, and Duke, it will always be a three-team league. And the Wolfpack has been third in that league for some time now, and they're always looking for some way to change that. And I guess that's the assignment that Mr. Keats has. Whether he'll be able to do it remains to be seen. But, you know, Dan, best of luck out in Kansas City. We will look forward to you on the broadcast. We appreciate your time, as always. Safe travels, and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, thanks, Jim. Really appreciate it. You guys have a good evening.
All right.
Thank you.
Dan Bonner, just a terrific guy, so we thank him for his time. We're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. Don't forget, as Darren said earlier, 345-0910, Darren and I, and hopefully you as callers will be taking a look at the Virginia basketball program, where we've been and where we're going. So stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking, and hopefully we'll hear from you in a few minutes.